We are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Oh, boy, howdy do we ever. You know what else we do? We invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
Hi, darling.
Hello, lover.
We've been watching the Adam Sandler movies on Netflix.
Oh, my. Sandler's got himself a four-picture deal on Netflix, and it is something else.
Don't sleep on the first two, people.
No, we got Spade back in the mix. They dug him up and dusted him off. I'll tell you, that's a hell of a job. Someday we want to get that four-picture Netflix deal where we can really
just fuck around.
Just make a mess
off
of the joint.
Jesus.
But seriously, there is one shot in that Spade one that you just got to see.
The do-over?
Yeah. We'll tweet out a photo of the still that we took from it.
We will, for all of our listeners, a bonus. You know who sadly doesn't have a four-picture deal with Netflix yet?
Not yet, but he will.
That was a bad intro. No,
please introduce me by telling me about the things I don't have.
Don't have. He has no Oscar. He's a Bronx-based comedian and filmmaker.
That's right. Fellow Yankees fan.
That's true. You've seen him improvise with his UCB team Higgins and his rad indie team The Mannequin Room.
He's a delightful gentleman. We have Lou Gonzalez with us today.
Woohoo!
Oh, my goodness. Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
This is such a treat.
It is.
Yes, it's been a long time coming. I feel like, you know, we've loved you for years. It's good
that
we finally get to have this happen.
Yeah, you have all these other fucking people on, and I'm just like, why am I not on? I thought you guys loved me.
We saved the best for last.
Oh, my God. This is
the final episode. We're tearing it down after today.
Oh, my God. This is sad.
Yeah, between Haas's sad tales he tells us right before we go on mic.
Oh, man.
And now the show's ending.
I'm just keeping you guys informed.
Yeah, right before we started the show, Haas told us that the president of the Philippines is shooting all the drug addicts.
Yes.
Yeah.
3,000 people and counting.
Mm. Wow.
After Lou had told us how great it is in Copenhagen.
Yeah,
they take care of
They take care of their addicts because they know that it's a problem. They also don't want they have, like, receptacles to, like, throw away needles mm-hmm. and to clean out needles, and they have nurses like in those areas to like tend to people because they're human beings.
They're humans, yeah.
That's nice.
It's civilized society.
Yeah, and in the Philippines, they have this really great system of shooting people from a motorcycle. That's really efficient.
Oh, okay. So a lot like gang violence.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I picture drive. So there's drive bys.
Yeah,
yeah. Yep. But it's government sponsored. So.
Government sponsored.
And it's on a motorcycle, so it's like a John Woo film.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
You're welcome.
I could picture you're doing something that isn't drugs, but it looks like drugs, and they shoot you by accident.
Yeah.
Yeah, like eating an eclair.
Yes.
Like he's enjoying that eclair way too much.
Is that a doobie? And you're like, no.
He's like, no.
When I first moved to New York, I was in the East Village, and I reached into one of those receptacles for a free newspaper, and I came like a millimeter away from jamming my middle finger into a used needle.
Mm.
So
you skated.
I saw my life flash before my eyes, and I'm a better person for it.
Yeah.
And that's why you never read newspapers anymore.
No. No. I stopped reading altogether.
Yeah, I had a few instances where I accidentally stuck a needle in my arm for like 4 years mm-hmm. with heroin in it. Yeah. Just a few mishaps
just
for
a couple
years,
of
years.
Just a couple of years.
You know, and then I finally realized, oh man, I better stop stumbling and putting this needle in my arm.
Yeah,
but now I'm better for it.
I mean, you're looking great.
Glad I wasn't shot. Thank you.
You're looking great.
A lot better now. You've seen some photos of me from my youth. I was a skeleton.
Oh yeah, I'm always like, you were so skinny. And then
I'm like, oh no, should I get back on the horse for my wife?
For my wife.
Oh, it's too fun to say.
I know.
My wife, yeah.
In the Bronx when I grew up, we would have there was a lot of crack vials mm-hmm. and then rubber bands and stuff, and they were colorful. So I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. Like I was like, what is it? Like my assumption is like this is like a cool thing that adults do, and I didn't realize like what it actually meant.
Right.
And it's so. Here's another thing. So the parking lot in our apartment complex was frequented by ladies of the night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would come, like our parents would, we would go to our parents' car to drop us off at school, and we would just see condoms, just loose condoms. Yeah. And even as a teenager, I was just like, oh, so just people just like to having... sex in the parking lot.
This spot.
Like,
this
spot. Like, once I discovered it. And then I was like, oh, no, these are prostitutes.
Yeah.
Because we were by Hunt's Point.
Oh,
okay.
So that was Power Town.
It was Power Town.
Ladies of the night.
Oh, yeah.
It's great they're using condoms.
Yeah, at least there's...
That's great.
Yeah.
It was the 90s. You had to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
It was like you don't want to mess around.
No.
You do not.
Not like in the 70s where it was just anything goes.
No. Yeah. And then AIDS ruined everything.
AIDS fucking ruined.
AIDS ruined so much. But you know what? Because of PrEP, like... Game's changing just a little.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I'm not in. I was like, are you on PrEP? You should be on PrEP.
Yeah.
Because I'm only fucking you raw. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to wear condoms, though. Like, that's what I'm going to do. But, like, you know what? I get it. The percentage is very, like, you know.
Right.
So I was like, I get it. I'm just terrified. Yeah. Period in general. I'm terrified.
I'm such a hypochondriac. In my single days, I would just like wrap my whole body in plastic and be like, keep your jeans on. I'll wiggle around on top of you.
That sounds sexy.
It was sexy.
It was sexy. It was safe. It was also very fashionable.
Oh,
yeah.
Very fashionable.
I mean, those jeans, those, oh man.
Those plastic pants.
Yeah. I do love that there's this new generation that's coming up with the PrEP move.
I love that.
It's just like, yeah, everything's taken care of. And you're like, I don't know. Is it? Let's give it. Let's see. Is the jury still out? Or
I mean, I think it's really good.
It's good.
Yeah. And it's.
Is that just like cures you or prevents?
No, it's preventative.
Yeah.
It's preventative.
It's like the HPV vaccine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have insurance, but I could get it. And pay, but I'm also
Stop
poor.
Stop bragging.
Boys, I don't have insurance.
But I could get it.
But I can get it if I want it. I just choose not to.
So badass.
I'm a badass, you know?
Not playing by their rules.
I don't play by anyone's rules, okay? And that's why I'm almost homeless.
we like to wine and dine our guests.
Yes.
What did Lou ask for?
Lou asked for a vodka seltzer, but we got a raspberry lime seltzer.
Yes.
A little flavor in there.
A little twist.
Yeah, delish. Just that twist, the natural twist.
Tropical. Love it.
Yeah, it's actually a nice, refreshing afternoon beverage.
Yeah. And we're obviously you cannot feel the temperature by hearing the podcast.
No.
But it is a humid day.
It's very
humid. It's humid,
today.
Yeah. And this is a cold.
Yeah.
Crisp
you might hear me sweating on the mic by the end of this. So you'll sense the humidity in the air as I start sweating.
Yeah.
I can hear you sweating.
I can.
I didn't know pores could be so loud.
I know. I got loud ass pores.
Well, now we can.
Now we can slide into sexy science. How about that?
Let's do it. What do we do here, lover?
Here we rip articles from the headlines.
From the headlines.
To discuss matters of the hearts and parts. So these are some topical issues here. So this one comes to us from
Fasco.
Fasco. This is called Durex Trolls Emoji Rules with a new eggplant flavored condom. I used to get feels on the bitch. Now
I
throw shields on
the dick to stop me from the HIV shit. And I love how that is pretty much what we were just talking
about.
Yeah,
he's on that prep. God. Biggie
Guys.
Was on that prep.
Biggie was on that prep, but there wasn't prep for those bullets.
No.
That's terrible. That was the worst.
I saw it. No, I loved it. I saw the gears going, and you're like, I'm going to go.
Oh, man, that's so bad.
He didn't have that bulletproof.
He didn't have that bulletproof.
No.
No.
So basically, the story is about how they were trying to get a condom emoji cleared. Because they wanted, kids are not good at using words anymore. They only use GIFs and emojis. But the powers that be were like, no, that's bad. So Durex is making an eggplant flavored condom so that
the eggplant will be able to be the stand-in for the condom.
It's basically to get press for Durex, but also people are looking at it as like a fuck you to like the puritanical emoji gods.
Well, sure,
Here's my curiosity. What does eggplant taste like?
Yes, that's a good.
Yeah, because it just soaks up other flavors. Like,
so it tastes like dick.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
This will be a dick flavored condom.
This will be a dick flavored condom.
Hey.
Interesting.
That sounds great.
Yes. You know what? Speaking of which, is like, I prefer not to blow someone with a condom on.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, why don't ever. When I was in college, I didn't know those things. And so I stupidly. This only happened once because I learned my lesson. But I blew someone with a condom, and it was the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
It's like getting your teeth cleaned.
A glove it's inside really, your mouth. Yeah.
My finger would have been much better.
Yeah. I also love that, you don't really even want to receive. There's such, feel intricacies to the art form of fellatio that you want, like the condom just really is a hard, it gives
it
you a hard
ruins,
time
it
to.
Ru- it yeah, just ruins?
Just
it,
ruins the whole thing.
It really is an art form. You have to tend to it, you yep. know, tend to it like a plant.
Yes.
water
it. Let it grow.
You have to weigh your options.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want rubber in your mouth or do you want HPV in your throat?
Right, right.
Herpes on your face.
Yeah. Well, then I say don't, you know.
Then
I don't
blow.
Know. Don't
you
blow.
Know, you know what?
It's a hard a
life.
Line
yeah, yeah. Like a life worth living yep. is a life dangerous.
And yes.
Yes.
Wow.
And I'm just like, give me that dick.
Hey, can I ask? Isn't it true that almost the equivalent for women, like what we're talking about, would be Saran wrap or like a dental dam?
Dental dam. Yeah.
That seems. I've never done it, but that just seems really weird for everybody involved as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dental dams are really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? Did you guys have an experience with dental dams?
No, we've never.
I feel like I've unwrapped one and laughed at it, but that's it.
Just like curiosity. It's like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I'm going to put this pork chop in the fridge. Just wrap it up in this.
Isn't a dental dam just like, oh, I don't want to use a condom? Or what is it specifically for fellatio?
I think it's more for giving head, yeah.
Yeah, for cunnilingus. Yes. I think so. Because I think with the movement with sex, it like wouldn't stay in place.
Yeah.
But I basically think that there's like the condom thing that goes in the vag.
And then you
and then
can
there's
wrap
like a wide
the...
base. I mean, it's just funny because you're covering up so much of your body with plastic at that point.
That's so...
And then you go back to my method, which is just the Saran wrap.
Old school Saran.
You were ahead of the game.
Yeah. I know. If you had marketed that properly,
yeah,
you would have been on top of that dental dam.
But don't use foil.
No.
I've made that mistake.
You wrapped up in foil? My word.
Get some friction going and
try not to get
yourself.
The freezer burn. Yeah, the foil would be...
Foil's weird, Haas.
Yeah.
Parchment paper works okay.
What works okay?
Parchment paper.
Parchment paper, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Like lambskin, though. That's not going to protect you.
Wax paper makes more sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know? Wax paper's all right.
And the thing is, like, no one's that desperate. They'll just go raw.
Yeah.
They will, yeah. Before the Tupperware comes out, you probably just go raw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad. I'm like, fuck condoms, but we shouldn't say that for the children.
Of course.
No, you shouldn't say that for the children, but a lot of times, fuck condoms.
Yeah. I mean, look, the emojis had it right. They're like, we're leaving condoms out. We don't want people using condoms, apparently.
But, like, you know, with someone that you trust,
you
know, and that you care about, you know, but maybe not care about, but trust.
At least trust.
At least trust. Don't be a shithead.
Yep.
You don't have anything, right?
Are you a dirtbag? No.
Okay, are you a dirtbag? Right. Cool.
Yeah. I don't know, though.
It's a gamble.
Yeah, how do you know you're a dirtbag?
It's a gamble.
How's your dirtbag?
How's your wrapping your dick in parchment paper? You're a dirtbag.
Well, speaking of helping people use, you know, sex prophylactics, should we slip on over to Listener Love to help people?
Yes.
Listen, a mailbag
in there. I feel like Lou's going to be great at this.
Oh, he will. He'll know.
We're pretty shitty at giving advice, but, you know, people tweet at us, they email us, they ask us some advice questions, and we hope that you can help us, help them.
I'll do my best.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll consider and weigh all options.
Amazing. Haas, who do we have first?
First question comes from Tony in Las Vegas via our Facebook page, Ménage à Trois Radio. Tone says... My girlfriend wants me to wear one of those Trump masks when I fuck her. Should I be worried?
I think Lou will take this one.
Tony, I think you're a fucking liar. Okay? Number one. And number two, try anything once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it a go. See what happens.
See if it's more of a hate fuck situation. Because in that case...
I feel like, you know, if you have if you're in a relationship, I think you should... you know, acquiesce to certain things as long as it doesn't hurt you or bother you in a way that's tremendously damaging. And I don't think wearing a Trump mask is damaging.
No.
We've all played make believe.
It's just fun.
Yeah. I've often tried to like switch things up, mm-hmm. but just on my own person was like, you know what? I'm going to try something different.
Like yep.
And I didn't inform the person. And it's just like, okay, cool. Maybe communication is important.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least, yeah, not just charge in unannounced with the switch up and
yeah, it's like yeah, like at least she asked you, mm-hmm. and she didn't like you didn't come in. She had a trunk match. She's like, put this on and let's get going.
Right.
You know, so she trusted you enough to have that conversation. But legit, I think you're a fucking liar. I don't think this is true.
No,
you're I think full of shit. You're and how dare you?
Tony has had this Trump mask for years, and he's the one trying to push it. Yeah. I know he's lying. Yeah. It's not her. It's you.
Typical straight cis male garbage.
This is typical.
You got it. You nailed Tone.
Hey, speaking of typical cis man garbage, hey, guys, you know, it'd be funny, all the things you could say in the Trump voice while you're having sex.
Like
you know,
what, Haz?
Like, talk, oh, yeah, you, it's huge, you know, you love it. Something like that.
Haz, I want five more.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No, I was.
That first draft is not going to fly.
Yeah.
Hey, help me out, though. Don't work me to do it.
We're here. We're here, Haz. We want you to workshop it with
us. We'll give you
some
notes.
Can I do one?
Yeah.
Here's one. You're tired.
Oh.
That's really good.
It's towards the end.
Yeah, yes. It's towards the end.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
I don't think I have one.
Haz, you're not off the hook. You have five.
Fine. How about I'll sparse them throughout the episode?
Okay, perfect. Great.
Great.
Get back to us on those.
Yep. All right.
And you're welcome, Tony, you fucking liar.
Yep.
Shit, dog.
Who else do we have?
Second question is from TJ in Philly via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Tej asks, I got caught masturbating in the perfume section of Macy's.
Hmm.
You know any good lawyers?
I think I can answer this quickly. Unfortunately, I don't, bud. You're screwed.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry.
Oh, I got this. Ever heard of a little place called Salino and Barnes?
Injury attorneys?
1-888.
I don't know if that's their specialty.
That's, I think
did you
also
hurt yourself while you were jerking off in the perfume section?
Exactly.
I would also say your question has made you guilty in the eyes of the law now. You've admitted guilt.
Right.
So just by your question, you just get a public defender and just plead guilty because you just admitted
you're
to
toast.
What you did. You're toast.
This is Exhibit A.
Yeah.
And I hope they play this fucking podcast at your trial.
I mean, if you're dumb enough to get caught masturbating in public, you're dumb, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all masturbated in public. And I think it's just like, there's an art to it.
You gotta be sly.
You gotta be clever.
Yes.
Okay? You gotta pick your times.
Yep.
You
cut
know?
A little hole in the pants pocket.
Exactly.
You don't have to get your genitals out and about in public.
Exactly.
No one wants to see that.
Exactly. And also, like, if that is your thing, find a place where it's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Or get some free, I mean, if perfume is your thing, they got free samples. You can take that shit into the fucking
and a perfume area
somewhere.
Is very exposed.
Yes.
You know? It's like
yeah, that's like one of the more exposed areas of the department.
Yeah.
Store.
Go to a clothing section where you can hide behind several things while touching.
Catch
you
a
can't
whiff.
Hide behind fragrance.
You can't hide behind thank you.
It's
thank
see-through.
You. That's such a good point.
I love how both our listener questions so far, we've just been like, fuck you, idiot.
Yeah. I mean, that's what
that's
happens.
Great.
That's what happens when you bring this shit in.
Yeah.
Also, you can't hide behind the fragrance. It's just an amazing. I would love to say that to like some fancy ass person who just came into a meeting or into something and they just thought they have this expensive perfume. I don't know what's expensive. Et de toilette. I don't know what about the most.
Yeah, like Gio.
Whatever, Gio. Yeah, and they come in and like, you can't hide behind perfume. That would just strip
them. I'll tell
the
you,
core.
Do you understand? You could tell that to anyone. And it would shake them.
It would.
Like, you could just walk you just, like, up to a close friend. It's like, I just want to let you know, you can't hide behind a fragrance.
Whoa.
And it's like, whoa. Because the thing is, like, everyone's done something fucked up.
Absolutely.
So they just assume that you figured it out.
Yep. Yeah. They're like, oh, no. They're just.
It's anything from, like, you smell bad to, like, we know what you did last summer.
We know what you got in the crawl space.
Oh.
Ooh. Mm. John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great phrase.
We've helped those people. We have one last question, Haz.
Well, Elizabeth DM'd us on Twitter.
Can't wait to rip you to shreds, Elizabeth.
Get ready, Elizabeth.
Liz wonders, all right, I really want to make out with someone who looks exactly like me. Ever try it?
Unfortunately, no.
No.
No one looks like me.
I
one in a million, baby.
Thank you.
I have.
You've ventured down.
I have.
I think it's just easy.
I think it's just easier when you're gay.
Because you're just running into people
that kind of look like you, and so it's I am what you would call a bear, and like bears are attracted to bears, and like I frequented an app that catered to that, and I ran
into it.
It's called Growler.
Growler.
And I think I became too. It's one of those things where like I think most people just go through phases with apps where it's like, oh, I like this. Oh, I don't like this, because you're just exposed to just everything.
Yeah.
But this particular person, I think this was, I met them in Harlem. Like, we met up, and I was like, oh, wow, you're Hispanic, and you kind of a beard, and you're a little chubby like me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, went back to his place, like, made out and had sex. And so, like, I think I did more.
You did more.
it's also a thing, like, in gay culture to have, like, twin couples.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, there are couples that, like, they look alike, and it's just like, oh, like, that's adorable, but it's also weird.
There's a little narcissism involved.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it is also kind of adorable to see. But, yeah, there's something there, I think, if that's your only flavor, it's just like, I just want to fuck myself at all times. I mean, also, hey, then if they're obviously on the same train.
Because
they look into the mirror that is you, and you look into the mirror that is them, and you both want to fuck each other, then.
Yeah, but then one of you gets, like, their face ripped off in a crash.
Oh, and then it's over.
And they're like, I'll never forgive you for still having my face.
Yeah.
And you half the faces.
What?
One half of the faceless. This
guy.
Is a face off sequel.
Like
pitch.
Fan, yeah. Phantom of the Opera.
I mean, if we're gonna bring face off to a modern era, it's gonna be a couple.
A gay couple. Yeah,
it's gonna be a gay couple. Yeah.
Switches faces.
Switches
but it's
faces.
The same face.
It's the same face, same couple. It's a boring movie. But I will say though, there aren't a lot of gay movies out there, and by a lot I mean there's zero.
None.
There's probably zero.
It's time for Travolta to just fucking come back for Face Off 2 and just own it. And be like,
it's
bring it to the mainstream.
It's crazy that there's a lot of like gay movies, but they're not well funded.
Right.
And so they all kind of look the same.
It's like a lot of green screen.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a lot of green screen. Then the sex scene is just one person, and it's just green screen the other
There's
person.
There's occasionally
in.
A boom in the shot.
Yeah,
you know, you're just
and
like,
it's
well.
And it's like, when are we gonna get our time?
Yeah, when's
yeah.
it? Give when the big gonna... mainstream picture.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
I hope
we answered your question.
Wait, yeah. Can I say one
you're
more
welcome.
Thing? Because gay couples, it does make sense they look alike more, but it is funny when you see straight couples that have started to look alike.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
And you're just like, what is happening here?
There was a couple.
They became
there was a,
the same person.
A family that lived around the corner from me growing up that the husband and wife were very, very similar. They're both just very nebbish, skinny, taller, wore the same eyeglasses and kind of the same haircut. They were very similar.
That's interesting.
Zach's.
Maybe they were twins.
I mean, they had beautiful children.
I wonder with couples sometimes it's like, you know, if when they do dress similarly, they're leaving the house at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do you say, should I switch this up or is it a conscious decision? You know?
It depends because we have a lot of the same t-shirts.
Yeah.
Just from like life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that is always interesting when you don't plan it and you're like, should I care? Is this annoying?
I know. I think we prefer not to if the option was out there, but
yeah,
we definitely have worn the same t-shirt before, I have to imagine.
I mean, yeah, just because of just the all the variables, that's just going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
But the same full look is a no. We're also physically not similar. I'm a little taller.
Yeah, but we're both like doughy whites. And we drink beer every night, and we kind of have the same color hair. I could see us at like 50 being like, I don't know which one.
Yeah, we're just like you'll both meet in the middle as you grow together.
Yeah,
yep. He'll start to hunch. I'll grow a little mustache. It'll just like be one.
I can't wait for that.
You guys should take two sets of pictures, one where she dresses like you and one where you dress like her.
Yes.
And just like have it in the house and don't address it at all.
No, never.
So when you have company over, they're like, what the?
Wait, is that?
And it's like, yeah, you know, so we just took a picture.
We're like, put these plastic pants on, lying on the couch.
You know, hey, you know what time it is.
Well, you're welcome, Elizabeth. 3 for 3. Wow.
Thank you, Lil.
We're rarely
You really helped people.
I knew you were going to bring
it. I feel accomplished. Yeah.
Well, we answered questions from our listeners.
Yes.
Now we have questions for you.
Yes.
Oh, no.
These are rapid-fire sex questions.
They get a little intense. So just answer as quickly as you can. You may learn something about yourself.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys ready? Everybody? Mm-hmm. Six sections starts now.
If you were to make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose?
Ottoman.
Yeah.
What's the sexiest animal?
A gazelle.
Ooh, who's your number one celebrity crush?
Oh my God. Ryan Philippe.
Philippe.
What U.S. president would you bone?
Oh, Obama. Yeah.
69 or 420?
Because I'm big, 420.
And lastly, what song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
Sometimes the sun goes round the moon.
Sometimes the stars above in June.
So like it would just like that, like just mumble it just like that.
Woo!
Heart stolen. Six sections with Lou Gonzalez. Quick follow-ups. Obama just on a gazelle, just sprinting through the forest.
Yes.
Guys, my pants are wet. Okay.
Yeah, the gazelle is so graceful. And
is that, who sings that song? Vanessa Williams?
Vanessa Williams, yes.
That's a beautiful song.
When I thought the chance had passed,
you always say the best
for last.
Yes. That song came out when I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, that's about the 90s.
Yeah, that's an early 90s jam.
Yeah.
Vanessa was killing it in the early 90s.
She was.
Remember when she was dethroned from being Miss USA?
Yes.
With her topless photos?
Oh, what a fucking disgrace.
Can you believe that?
What a farce.
That could never happen now. Like, who does not have topless photos online?
Yes.
Show me one person.
I've got plenty.
You tell me someone who hasn't had parts of them shown.
Yeah.
And I will show you a robot.
Ooh, I need to think about that for a moment.
Just dropping knowledge today.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Robots, they're out there. Look out for them.
They're out there. Those androids. That's how you tell it's your android. No topless photos online. Hey,
no topless robot. Yeah, you're a fucking robot.
Bots are the new lizard people, I always say.
Yep. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah, the ottoman's a nice little piece of furniture. It's like a nice something you'd have in the boudoir.
I'd hump the corners.
You'd get on those corners.
Ottoman you'd think would be useful, but you need other pieces to really make it happen.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's the start of something.
What I think is like I'll use the ottoman, but I'll use my bureau as support.
a little combo.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you see it.
Yep.
I was thinking just in the living room if you had no couch. So you're lying on the ground and you're using the ottoman to put your feet up.
Oh.
Like the ottoman just as furniture needs something else.
Oh, it really does. It does. The ottoman as furniture needs something else.
It's a sidekick.
Sure.
It is a sidekick.
Yeah.
Even in the bedroom. But you know what?
Even in the bedroom.
It's all right with that.
Guys, ottomans in every room. In every room.
Spread the word.
Spread the word.
Take it to the streets.
An ottoman for every room.
Ottoman for
That's when you know you've made it.
Yeah.
Oh, an ottoman in the bathroom?
Oh, yes.
Get those feet up while you're shitting?
That's an interesting posture to take.
Haas, if it's not a Trump thing, shut the fuck up.
We don't want it. Unless Trump somehow has an ottoman in his bathroom.
You don't make promises and don't finish them. You know what I'm saying, guys?
No.
So, what do you say we make it wet?
Let's make it wet.
Ooh, make it wet. Mm.
What do we do here, lover?
Well, we take passages of different mediums that were not written to be sexy, and we read them in our sexiest voice and try to make them downright sultry.
Oh.
It's a competition between the three of us.
Haas is going to judge, but he better judge us as Trump.
You have to judge us as Trump. The thing is, I will only be judged as Trump.
Only Trump can judge me now. Haas, what is our source material today?
Today, we shall be eroticizing the Canadian national anthem. Canada.
It's like half Kennedy.
Yeah. I know. It's not good. But you're making me do it, and I'm sticking to it.
Haas,
first
commit.
Up, we have Murph. Here are your lyrics. Now make them ooze, baby.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
All right.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land. true patriot love in all thy son's command. Oh.
That was wonderful, darling.
Wow.
Short
opening
and sweet.
Opening it up.
Next up, we have the woman. Here are your Canuck lyrics.
Yeah, now you're getting warmed up,
there
Oz.
You go. I like what's happening here.
Now make a squirt, gal pal.
Okay,
all right,
yes.
Jesus Christ. Here I go. With glowing hearts we see thee rise, the true north strong and free. From far and wide, O Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Ooh, a little smooch at the end.
I cheated. Oz.
Okay. Last up, Lou. Who's going to flood the great land of Canada?
Okay.
Here we go.
Yes.
God, keep our land glorious and free. Mm. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Mm. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Oh, my.
Damn.
Wow. We just took it up a few degrees in here. Rude. Also, was that written to be erotic? The Canada? I feel like, oh, Canada is a... It is.
But when they sing it, it's like, oh, Canada.
Well, sure. They don't.
Oh, man.
But the writer of this.
And I mean this in the nicest way possible. Both North American countries' songs are white as shit.
Oh, yeah.
We got to change it up, guys.
We do. Yeah.
There's way too much good music out there to not switch it up at some point.
At least let it influence you.
God. Make America great again.
Well, I appreciate the commitment.
Wow.
Hey, listen, you reap what you sow.
I know. Okay, let's finish out this damn bit. Okay, wow, they were all very super soggy. Pretty good, very good, but I'm going to have to go with Lou Gonzalez.
Ah. Oh. Yes.
Thank you so much. Canada. Thank you so much.
I just want to thank God.
Canada.
Number one, I want to thank God. Number two, Canada.
Trudeau.
Trudeau, wow.
Sexy AF.
He's sexy AF.
He is.
I mean, as a politician, you know, he's got secrets, but you know what? I don't care. He's so pretty.
Yeah. Well, you know he's got some Ottomans here.
Yeah, you know there's some Indo-Ottomans.
I follow Trudeau on Instagram, obviously, and he's always like saving a baby goat. And it's like very sexy.
Just saves those goats.
He knows what works for him.
Exactly.
Yes. Know?
And like it's one of those things where like you hear him talk about like equality and specifically like about women and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Yes. Fuck me.
It's like you're pushing all the buttons.
You're pushing all the buttons.
It's also weird because it points out how backwards we are.
Yes. Yeah.
When you're like, oh, they just have a hot feminist prez.
Mm-hmm.
See you later.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Gotta move to Kine.
Oh man.
I do think we need a new national anthem though.
Yes.
Right?
I'd love
it's about time.
Maybe like Kanye could get on that.
Yep.
I think Kanye would kill it.
He would kill it.
I think he would.
He would fucking love doing it too.
But oh my God, just the fact that he was even asked will have him ascend into heaven.
Yes.
Like he'll be done.
Yeah, that's it for him.
It's
it's
validation.
Plane.
He's like, I'm the greatest of all time. And the fact that the country's like, we need you to it's over.
Right. He'll
implode. It'll be too much for him.
We'll put the Kanye symbol up instead of the bat symbol.
Yep, call him in.
He's running for president soon, too, so that'll line up very nicely.
And in a year in which you cannot run for president, which I love.
Yeah. I do, too. Just
I
start,
do, too.
You know, don't play by those rules. But every 4 years, no. Maybe I'll just come in the middle somewhere.
I swear to God, if he does not commit to this, I'm going to be disappointed in him.
I will rescind the offer to rewrite the national anthem.
Thank you. And I will, too. I will co-sign. I will as well.
He listens to the show, so.
Yes, he definitely
We'll get
does.
Our message out there.
Good.
Any show that his name is mentioned, he automatically somehow gets piped into his morning headphones.
You know he's got that Google alert.
Death.
Yeah. He can't ever get off the computer.
Yeah.
It's just alert after
he's
alert.
He's just always on the computer.
Well, what do you say we do some virtual sugar?
Let's do it. Lou will be very good at this one.
Oh, yeah. Gonna crush
oh my God!
It.
You guys are like so complimentary.
You're wonderful. You're a man of many talents.
One of our faves.
And now we want to see you in action.
Ooh.
So this is an improvised date.
Okay.
So we got the cup full of names here. It's either me, Diana, or Trump.
Okay.
Yes.
you got to know, you know you're going to be Trump. God, I hope. God.
You can just say Trump.
I got Trump.
Yes!
Trump! Woo!
I got Trump.
All right. So Lou and Trump are going to go on an improvised date to see them both in action.
Mm-hmm. Me and Diana may step in if need be. But I have a feeling with Trump out there, who knows if there'll be any need for any walk-ons.
Okay, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Date begins now.
Look at this pig here. She wrote a bad review of my recent speech.
Excuse me, can you just put your iPad down for a second? I just want to check in real quick. No, I understand.
They're lesser than us.
No, you know what? I like someone who has an opinion and who's strong, you know, as someone who writes on occasion, I feel like it's good to like know where you're coming from, and so I really respect that in you.
I mean, I'm a leader, true and true, okay. And you got to remember three things: one, I got a hot wife; two, I'm a leader; three, I'm rich.
And I need
and those are qualities that outrank anything else in this life: hot wife, money, leader.
I want you to understand something. I don't respect the sanctity of marriage, and that's why I'm here today.
Well, great.
And I also want you to know there's, I think, soup on your face. I don't know if it's soup.
That isn't, but I know put that there on I purpose. Know that that's soup for later, okay?
Hi, did you guys want to see a dessert menu?
Oh, my goodness. I would love to.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Did you notice that we were in the middle of talking and you interrupt two...
Oh. Sorry, I saw the
men speaking.
I saw the dribble on your chin. I thought you were.
This
ew.
Is soup for late. Okay, all right.
Excuse me, ma'am. He's saving his soup for later.
Can
okay.
we get
oh, that's so soup if you for could, later?
Yeah,
where,
he's
where is,
he put
my...
his soup on his face
for later.
So he can scoop it up later and slurp it.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
But yes, thank you so much for offering the dessert menu. We will have that.
Great. I'm gonna go back to the menstruation room.
Okay, great.
Talk soon.
Women, right?
Blood coming out of their vaginas.
I'm so glad that I'm gay because I don't have to deal with that.
Hey, excuse me, you guys got
any change, like a cigarette or just maybe a little bit of soup? You guys gonna eat that soup?
Lou,
oh my God.
You're in for a treat. I'm gonna stab this guy.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's so
powerful. Now look
at
his eye. Look how he's bleeding out that dumb piece of fucking trash. That's so great. Oh, hold on. This is it. Oh.
Oh, fuck you, Donald Trump.
Oh my God, are you fucking hysterical?
Oh my God, it feels okay.
Hi, guys. I only brought two dessert menus, but it looks like there's three of you, so I can go grab another
I'm gonna
one.
Make
well, I'm sorry,
Mexico pay for that.
We don't need dessert. We've already had it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll just drop the check then.
Okay.
His semen burns. It's burning inside me.
It does?
Oh my God, it burns.
Well, I can't wait.
That's because it's great semen.
Use a wax.
I mean.
Wow.
It was either end it or let it go on forever.
Yes.
And thank you for ending it.
No, you finished.
You definitely did finish.
Fucking
that
stabbing.
I will say, Haz, I can't really look at you the same way again.
Good.
All right. I respect that.
That's why we make you sit in the tiny room next door.
Yes.
Well, that tiny little
keep that closet.
That tiny little room.
Everyone and all the listeners, just remember, I just did that in a small room by myself.
That's
you sure right.
did.
You sure did. Wearing a great purple shirt, by the way.
Oh, yes. Yes. For the listeners, Haz has a wonderful plum on today.
It's a great plum shirt. It really is. It's top notch.
Mm-hmm.
He recently discovered purple looks good on him, and it's reinvigorating his wardrobe.
Yes, mm-hmm. And Lou's in a dynamic aqua.
I'm in a very fun aqua. Mm-hmm. I've been on an aqua quick kick, yep. But an aqua quick as well.
Quick and kick.
Make it quick. That date was entertaining, but I got a little sad at the end.
I know, because we got to say goodbye to Lou Gonzalez.
Oh, no.
Fuck.
You guys don't have to say goodbye to our sweet listeners.
No, no, no. Don't you dare.
You can find him online. Can they find you?
Yeah, you can find me on all...
Send up a Google alert for Lou Gonzalez.
Send up a Google alert for me, but also I'm at Angry Lou on most social media, on the Instagram and on the Twitter.
The Twitter.
You can also look up Hey, It's Lou. I have a Tumblr that I don't really actively use, but like, you know what? Maybe something will happen.
You never know.
You never know.
Just subscribe to it. Or how do you do Tumblr? Yeah. You follow.
You follow on
I
the
subscribe.
Tumblr.
You know, I try to really
but
just
you know,
make
you
a
should,
commitment
yeah.
to it.
I'm not going to pretend like I know what I'm doing on any of these things. So like, peruse if you want. I don't give a shit because I'm living my life regardless.
Yeah. Yes. Guys, he's LIVIN whether you check out those six sites or not.
Yes.
Do you have any shows coming up?
I mean, you can always check me out on Herald Night or Harold Night, as it's colloquially known.
Herald Night. That's Tuesdays at the UCB Theater.
That's Tuesdays at the UCB Theater. And you can also check me out hosting in November. Indie Cage Match at the UCB East with my very fun team, the Mannequin Room.
Yo, the Mannequin Room.
We love the Mannequin Room.
One of the legendary improv squads in this town.
They show are. Well, thanks for being here. We love you.
This was an absolute pleasure, and I'm also sad that it's ending.
I know.
We can just keep drinking in this room.
Yeah. I'm very cool with that.
We also legally have to thank our producer, Bam Ham. That's Ben Hosley.
A.K.A. The Donald.
Yep. Trump Daddy.
Trump Daddy.
Also, our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. And tweeted us, at Menage Radio. If you want shitty advice, we'll be here. If you want good advice, hopefully Lou will join us again, and he'll give you the better of the advice.
So many compliments.
We also have a web presence. That's menageatoirradio.com.
Oh, we do. We got a web presence.
We do.
Go there.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.